California could become the first state to offer paid family leave for nearly all employees. A bill has passed in the state Senate and is awaiting action in the Assembly. There already are state and federal laws permitting unpaid family leave, but many people can't afford to take advantage of them, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Former President Bill Clinton signed the Family and Medical Leave Act in 1993, right after California passed a similar law. What the state and federal laws offer is job protection. If you work for a company with 50 or more employees and leave for up to 12 weeks to care for a new child or a sick family member, you can't be fired. How you pay the rent and the bills during that time has been your own problem, says California Senator Sheila Kuehl.
The notion that there was any right involved was sort of ephemeral for most working people. Even though the law said if they took unpaid leave, their job had to be held for them, most of them were saying, well, you know, big deal, I can't afford to take it.
In fact, a couple of years ago, the Department of Labor found that there were millions of people who said they'd needed to take leave, but didn't. Nearly 80% of those said it was because they couldn't give up their paychecks. Senator Kuehl has authored a bill designed to make family leave possible for nearly all California workers. They would pay into a state fund through payroll deductions, maybe a dollar or two a month. This would be matched by the employer. When workers needed to take family leave, the fund would pay them around 55% of their salaries. Business groups are adamantly opposed to this plan. Julianne Broyles is with the California Chamber of Commerce.
First of all, there's the cost. There's one tax on all California workers. There's a new tax on employers and additional costs with fees and, of course, the loss of productivity when you lose key workers.
Ann Broyles contends that small businesses would be disproportionately hurt.
When you have a very small business, say you have five employees, for example, maybe an auto transmission repair shop, you have very specialized workers, and under this program, you would lose a worker possibly on the very first day that they came to work for you.
The battle over paid leave is being waged across the country. In at least 27 states, measures have been drafted and in some cases passed to provide at least some payment for some types of family leave. None of the bills are as comprehensive as California's, and they vary in their approach to the issue, says Judith Lichtman, president of the National Partnership for Women and Families.
Many states are allowing employees to use their own sick leave to take care of sick family members. There are many states which have explored extending unemployment compensation. Some states have explored establishing tax credits for companies that provide paid leave.
In California, Senator Kuehl's bill would expand on the state's existing disability insurance program, which protects workers even if their illness or injury has nothing to do with their job. California is one of the few states that has such a program, and one more benefit like that could really be a business killer, says Julianne Broyles from the Chamber of Commerce.
Why would you locate to a state where you have more costs versus any other state? It's certainly not a selling point for California business locations.
But Sheila Kuehl argues that paid family leave would actually help California's economy, already the fifth largest in the world.
A well-trained and, I think, healthy workforce, and one that isn't sneaking away at work to try to take care of a sick child when you can't get child care for a sick child, is a healthier and better work environment for California.
Kuehl expects the measure won't come up for a vote in the Assembly until the close of the legislative session at the end of this month. And California Governor Gray Davis, now running for re-election, has not said what he will do if the bill makes it to his desk. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.